baby.
High school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMZA.
It is that time of the year. The first week of the high school football season is upon us in 2021. A very good Friday night to you. 81 degrees in Wetmore as we get you set for the Cardinals playing host to the Dragons of Valley Falls. I am Brandon Tatman, your play-by-play this evening. Kirk Kilman back in our studios on the ones and twos, making it all happen here tonight as we bring you a battle of 8-man Division 1 against 8-man Division 2. Cardinals, 8-man D2. Dragons, 8-man Division 1. Both of these teams are under new management. For the Cardinals, it is Miles Hanzlicek, first year at the helm. Cardinals 1-4 a season ago, riddled with injuries and the COVID-19, of course, hampering that season. And then first-year head coach for Valley Falls is Wyatt Hofstra. They were 3-5 a year ago. Hofstra, very familiar. He was 2 years as an assistant prior to the promotion of head coach. So we got a lot to get to. Our pregame coverage is underway next, and our game tonight is being powered by Peru State College, peru.edu, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, you'll hear my conversation with Valley Falls head coach, first-year head coach Wyatt Hofstra. Our pregame coverage continues here on the Game of the Week on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert and Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Week one of the high school football season is upon us. Our pregame coverage continues here on 92.1 KMZA. We talk with visiting head coach from Valley Falls High School in his first year at the helm. That would be Wyatt Hofstra. Coach, we appreciate it very much, and obviously it's quite the setup for you, getting your first opportunity tonight in week number one at Wetmore. Obviously, it got going a little over a week ago with the jamborees around the area. How much of a positive was that for you to get your team into that jamboree and kind of getting that preparation rolling for this week one matchup?
The jamboree I'm a fan of. It started back in 2019, I think was the first year they started that, and we went up there with the same teams to Highland, so we got to play on turf. That was cool for our guys, some college coaches and players around, and they got to see that atmosphere. And we faced Donovan West and Wetmore, and it was really good for us then, and I think it was even better for us this year. We got to see Frankfort, who's a really good D2 eight-man program, coming off some success. So it was good for our guys to kind of match up and ones-on-ones and hit some people harder than what we've been doing in practice.
The offense this season going to be led by the quarterback, Dylan Cervantes. Where's the progression at with him, and what have you seen that you've liked and what he's going to be able to do to make this offense run?
Dylan's a really good leader, and I'm definitely looking forward to his leadership role as a junior. I want to get the ball in his hands, which, I mean, why you make him the quarterback. But another guy, Samuel Drinker's looking really good. Zach Evans looks comfortable and got some young guys coming up from there. But our offensive line, I'm really excited about personally. Some big guys, some strong guys, and they match up pretty well. And I think one of the bigger lines we've had here at Valley in recent history.
When you talk about the offense, everything starts up front. That's key with the offensive line. How have you seen that group gel together and what their progression's been like?
I'm coming in with kind of a power spread sort of offense that I've really liked and taken under my wing that I got in college from Coach Drinkle. And it's really good stuff. And I think that using these big guys just to go downhill and get positive yards every play.
Coach, you take a look at Wetmore and what they bring to the table here in this season. season. They got a new coaching staff as well. They got a new head coach, Miles Hanzlicek. But what do you see from that staff and what they're doing with that program?
Yeah, their coaching staff, I think, just flipped roles. Their head just went to assistant from last year, Schnacker, and Hanzlicek then moved into head. So they're doing some similar things, but we saw them in the Jamboree, and they were looking pretty decent. They were physical and fast. They got a couple guys that can fly around and make some good hits, because that's what they did to us in the Jamboree, so it should be a pretty good game.
Finally, Coach, before we let you go, what's your expectations for tonight? What do you want to see out of your team here in this Week 1 matchup at Wetmore?
My expectations for my guys personally would be I want positive yards every play. I want to cut back on negative yards, and that's kind of a seasonal thing. But really, we just talk about going 1-0, and that's not even record. I try not to make that, you know, win this game, go 1-0, but I try to make that 1-0, go every play 1-0, go every second of the day 1-0, you know, in school. If they do bad on a paper, got to go 1-0 the next paper. And it's kind of the resiliency and the bounce back and that determination and grit that it takes to, you know, brush that aside and go to the next play, go to the next down, the next paper, whatever that is in life.
Valley Falls first-year head coach Wyatt Hofstra joining us here on the pregame show as we get you set for Wetmore and Valley Falls Week 1 of the high school season kicking off tonight. Coach, thank you so much and good luck.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me and look forward to the next one.
There you go. First-year head coach Wyatt Hofstra joining us here on the pregame show. We'll take a break. We'll switch sides and go to Wetmore and talk with first-year head coach Miles Hanzlicek as our pregame coverage continues here on 92.1 KMZA.
You don't have time for pain. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know the value of quality physical, occupational, and speech therapy after illness or injury. Our comprehensive rehab program is here for you. With state-of-the-art equipment, highly qualified, experienced staff, and customized programs for our residents and outpatient clients, we're prepared to give you the attention you deserve. Let us help you get better faster at Life Care Center of Seneca. Call 785-336-3528.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
We continue on with our pregame coverage here on 92.1 KMZA. Valley Falls at Wetmore, week one of the high school football season. And we get a chance to talk to Wetmore first-year head coach Miles Hanzlicek as he takes over at the helm. Again, first season after a injury and COVID-shortened year in 2020. Coach, appreciate the time and the pregame show. What's the transition been like for you as the head coach?
Well, there's a lot of learning on this. Like I said, first year head coach, was assistant for the last 2 years, so I've got my feet wet a little bit. Thank goodness the head coach from last year is my assistant, so he's helping me out a lot. As far as the team's going, we are looking really strong this year. We're returning a lot of starters. Everybody's got another year's experience. Wish we would have played 8 games last year for the experience, but we only got 5 in. So hopefully we can keep the COVID out of the schools this year and have a good season.
When you're comparing the numbers from last season to this season, how have the numbers looked overall?
We lost 3 last year, and we gained 3 this year. We lost 4. So we're 1 less than last year. We got 14 kids out. Makes it kind of hard to scrimmage, but we're doing the best we can. We did get to go last weekend to the Jamboree up in Highland, so that got to give the kids... We got a little experience last weekend. We got to see some things, some good, some bad. They got to know what it was like to get hit and to get hit, that we don't get to do in practice a whole lot. So that was a good experience.
What would you say the biggest difference is transitioning from an assistant coach to now being the head coach?
Coach let me do a lot last year. I was running the offense last year, so nothing's really changed there. The biggest change I've seen is there's a lot of work that's not on the football field. As far as practices go and the team, everything's kind of the same. It's just, everybody kind of knows the paperwork and everything that goes with it. So that would be the biggest thing.
Your son Dirk is at quarterback. Last year it was cut short for him due to a hip injury, but he's back under center to lead the charge. What's the expectation for your son at quarterback this season?
It's pretty tough to shut the coach off and be a dad. said, and likewise, Dirk is a great leader on this team. He's got everybody fired up, ready to go. Like I said, I wish he could have got some more experience last year. Only got to play two games, but he is looking very strong this year. He's looking really good. I treat him just like I treat everybody else on the field. There's no difference until we get home, and I think we're going to have a good season with him.
When you take a look at the opponent for tonight, Valley Falls, what's the early scouting report on them?
I haven't had a whole lot of scouting on them this year yet. We did get to play them up there at the Jamboree, so we got to see a little bit. They've got some really good running backs. They're a pretty good size team, but I also think they are pretty equal to us, so it ought to be a really, really good game.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, what are some of the things you want to see from your team tonight in this ball game?
Toughness. I'll be frank about it. We need to go out and we need to be tough. We have half the team that I think gets it, and we got half of them that need to figure it out. I think as long as we go out and do our jobs, we're going to see some success this week.
That's first-year head coach Miles Hanslicek joining us here, discussing their team's game tonight against Valley Falls. Pre-game will continue after a moment. We are counting down until kickoff. We'll head live to the field right after this as our pre-game coverage continues here on 92.1 KMZA.
Milwaukee Tools have created a new vacuum, and you can see one at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and Hiawatha Farm and Home. It's M18 battery-powered, it's compact, it has 50% more sustained suction, and it's designed for job site cleanup with a two-stage debris separator and a full set of accessories. And going on right now, see their Milwaukee sale. Buy a qualifying kit and a qualifying accessory and get $100 off. Your project starts here at Hiawatha Farm and Home and Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
Did you know that SBS Insurance can insure everything in your garage? Whether you beat the trails, ride the open road, enjoy the rippling waters, or camp in style, we have the ability to protect the property that you have worked so hard to enjoy. Find out how much you can save by having SBS Insurance Agency quote your boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. We can save you time and money by bundling all of your property with one of our multiple companies. Call SBS Insurance and we will put you on the path to protection.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Now's the perfect time.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Your yard. Do you have some bare spots, or does the whole yard need to be reseeded? You can do it yourself. Rental equipment at Hine and True Value Farm Supply. They have grass seeders, aerators, detachers, grass seed, and fertilizers you'll need. It's a great time now to plant grass seed, or for fall, weed control, they have the yard spray and sprayers to rent. Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
Parkinson's disease impacts the lives of more men and women in the Midwest than any other region in the country. This disease can impact a person's ability to walk, talk, or complete simple tasks of daily living. Did you know that physical therapy is a crucial element in managing the disease? The NVCH Physical and Occupational Therapy Department offers the LVST Big Program for treatment of Parkinson's disease. To learn more about this program, call Nemaha Valley Community Hospital at 785-336-0428. We're people you know, care you trust.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Brandon Sam and Kirk Kilman with you. Our 92.1 FM game of the week is Wetmore and Valley Falls. 80 degrees as we're coming up on kickoff. The captains at midfield as we get you set for an eight-man battle here this evening. It's week one of the high school football season, wherever you may be. Tuning in on the radio or online at mscsports.net. We appreciate you very much for tuning in to this eight-man battle here tonight as we gander down to midfield and check on the update of the coin toss. The Wetmore Cardinals, the home team, so Valley Falls will call the toss. Officials directing traffic. So they shift to their sides. From where we're up here in the box, Wetmore will move right to left. Valley Falls will receive the kickoff, and they will move from left to right as you would turn it up on the radio dial. Again, our game brought to you by Peru State College, peru.edu, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Home red uniforms, tops, helmets, and bottoms for the Cardinals, white numerals and lettering, they're trimmed out in black. Valley Falls, the road uniforms, they have black helmets, white tops, black pants. They have black numerals and lettering. They are trimmed out in gold. Again, this is going to be fun here tonight. Two first-year head coaches, first games at the helm. Wetmore, Miles Hanslicek, and also Wyatt Hofstra, first-year head coach for Valley Falls. Again, the Dragons will receive the opening kick. Before we get going, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID. You're listening to High School Football. Kyler Womack, the 5'8 junior, will kick off for Wetmore. As we get set to start things off here tonight, again, week one of the high school football season, Cardinals will kick from right to left. Valley Falls returning from left to right. Sam Drinkard, the senior, is back to receive the kick for Valley Falls. He stands at about the 7-yard line. And here we go. It's a short kick. Drinkard's going to pick it up just shy of the 10-yard line. Angles to the right and tripped up just shy of the 25 to the 23. And that is where Valley Falls will kick things off here. Their first possession of 2021. First down for the Dragons. Dylan Cervantes, the junior quarterback, 5'9", 160, is under center. He will stand in the shotgun formation. And off to the right side, across the 25 to the 27. Zach Evans on the carry. So Evans getting the first carry of the year. He gets 4 yards. It'll be second down and six. Just past the 25 to the 26-yard line, closer to the near side hash. Cervantes once again in the gun formation. Sam Drinkard to his left. He'll take the snap. Give once again to Evans. He has room on the left side. He'll cross the 30, breaks a couple of tackles, close to a first down, and then pushed across the first down line. And he will pick up just enough for a first down. So needing close to 7, and Evans picks up 8. So a good start for Zach Evans, 2 carries and 12 yards. First down and 10, just shy of the 35-yard line, just underway, 11:07 and counting in the first quarter, no score. Cervantes in the gun, 3 to his right, has a little bit of time, dropping the screen to Drinkard right there, breaking 2 tackles, make it 3, and it's a first down after a pitch and catch at 12 yards. So that was well executed as Drinkard goes for 11, they call it. And a good first start and good pitch and catch right there by Cervantes the Drinkard. First down and 10 across midfield, now at the Wetmore 35. Nally falls on the move here in the opening quarter. Cervantes will take the snap. Evans the give. Left side hit immediately, and down he goes. Maybe a yard. That's about it. Dirk Hanslicek, the quarterback, making the stop for Wetmore. No gain on the play. It'll bring up second down and 10. So a heavy dose of Zach Evans here in the first quarter. Three carries. That time no gain. Second down and 10 from the 35 of Wetmore. Ball right at the middle of the field. As the clock ticks, we are about 2 minutes into the first quarter, no score. Cervantes directing traffic. Evans will split out wide to the left. Drinkard in the backfield to his left. He'll take the snap. Drinkard gets the carry right up the middle, blasting through a couple of red jerseys and then falling forward across the 30 down to the 28-yard line for a gain of 7. So the first carry for Sam Drinkard is a good one for 7 yards, and it'll bring up a manageable third down. It's actually a 6-yard gain, so it's going to be third down and 4, just inside the 30-yard line at the 29 of Wetmore. 9:35 to go first quarter, no score. Area game of the week here on KMZA. Cervantes once again, Drinkard to his right, Evans to his left. It's going to be a quarterback keeper, Cervantes, to the right side. Following his block, there is a penalty flag on the play, so we'll see what that is. It looks like it may be coming back. It was still stopped short of the first down marker. We'll check the flag. Stops the clock at 9:18 here in the first quarter. The white hat with the call. It is going to be against Valley Falls, an illegal block in the back. So on 3rd and 4, an illegal block in the back penalty. That's going to move things back 10 yards. So from the spot of the foul, so now it's 3rd down and 15, back just inside the 40. Of course, midfield. Cervantes in the gun on 3rd and 14. He'll drop back to pass, fades to his left. He'll toss it that way. It's caught at the 30. Good open field tackle just shy of the first down. Storm Hackler makes the tackle. It'll bring up 4th down in about 3 yards, so it's a gain of 12.
Gain 12 on the play. Bring up 4th down and long 2.
Drinkard had the reception there. His second catch. So on 4th down and 3, Valley Falls will stay on the field. Ball at the Wetmore 27. First big play of tonight's ball game. Cervantes will give it off to Drinkard right up the middle. He'll cross the 25. He's got a first down close to the 22-yard line, and he'll gain 6 on the play, move the chains. 2 carries, 12 yards now for Sam Drinkard. And Valley Falls moving the ball after a 4th down conversion. 3 minutes gone by in the opening quarter. No score. Still the first drive of the evening.
Ball's on the 22-yard line.
So they mark it middle of the field at the 22-yard line. Cervantes once again in the gun. Evans to his left. Drinkard to his right. Play action. Cervantes back to pass. He'll throw it. It is caught. At the 15-yard line, it'll be shy of the first down, but a solid gain of 7 yards. Cervantes is perfect so far, now 3 for 3. And all the catches have been made by Sam Drinkard. So a good start to his season offensively. Clock moving, 8:15 here in the first quarter, no score. 2nd down and 3 after the pitch and catch of 7 yards. 15 yards to the end zone. Cervantes slowly working his guys up to the line of scrimmage. Zachary, manageable second down, 3 yards to go. Shotgun once again, Evans to his right, Drinkard to his right. I should say Evans was to his left. It's a quarterback keeper, cuts back up the middle. It's going to be a first down close to the 10-yard line. They'll mark him down at the 11. Cervantes needed 3, and he gains 4 for the Valley Falls first down. So not quite goal to go scenario. Right. I do take that back. That is right, just outside the 10 at the 11. So first down and 10 from the 11-yard line. Clock moving, 7:40 here in the first quarter. No score. Valley Falls still on their opening drive.
Axel up 24-8 over Wheatland.
Cervantes taking his time out the huddle as we're coming down 5 minutes into this first quarter. Drinkard on the carry, breaks the tackle to his left, breaking another one, nearly lost the ball, able to get about 6 on the play. They'll mark him down at the 5, so it is a 6-yard gain for Drinkard. And it will bring up second down and 4 from the 5-yard line. Axtell is currently up 24-8 on Wheatland Grinnell. Wheatland Grinnell is a top 5 team in the 8-man division, and Axtell a very good team as well. Our score updates brought to you by Holtis Auto House in Fairview. Cervantes back to pass. He'll dump it to Drinkard at the 5. Can he break a tackle? He does not. He's close to the goal line, but he's short. It's a gain of 3 on the play. And it'll bring up third down and manageable just outside the goal line. So it's been the Cervantes Drinkard show here in the opening drive for Valley Falls. Third down and 1 from the 2. And Evans will get into the end zone for the touchdown. Zach Evans will finish off the drive that took just over half the first quarter. 5:54 left in the opening frame. And Valley Falls in front, 6-0. Evans from 2 yards out. We'll go for 2. Samuel Drinkard on the carry. He is bottled up in the backfield, and down he goes. It's no good. So a good stand there by the Wetmore defense. But a good opening drive for Valley Falls. 5:54 left in the opening quarter. The Dragons with a 6-0 lead. We're back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters and Fran Wright can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing date is September 30th. Call them today to find the right fit for protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget, the wheat sales closing date is September 30th.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Brandon Tam and Kirk Hillman with you. Our game of the week here on 92.1 KMZA. Valley Falls, a 6-0 lead at Wetmore. Opening drive capped off by a 2-yard touchdown run by Zach Evans. Cervantes, the quarterback, 4-for-4 passing on that drive. And a good start for the Dragons under first-year head coach Wyatt Hofstra. But the Wetmore defense standing tall on the 2-point conversion try. So 6-0 is our score. Wetmore will get their first opportunity with the football here this evening. Dirk Hanslicek is the quarterback for Wetmore. Of course, the son of new head coach Miles Hanslicek. He is a 5'10", 160-pound junior. Last year, his season was cut short due to a hip injury, but back full strength and ready to lead the Cardinals this season. So the quarterback Cervantes for Valley Falls will also kick off from the 30, kicking from left to right. Bloom and Storm Hackler back to receive the kick for Wetmore. As we get set, Cervantes approach, and the kick from left to right. It's a line drive kick taken at the 10-yard line by Bloom. He angles right and comes back to the left, hit hard, and then taken down by multiple bodies. Solomon Drinkard on the tackle for Valley Falls. So the first possession of the Wetmore season coming up. Ball at the 24-yard line. So first and 10, Wetmore. And Miles Hanslechek, first-year head coach, his son Dirk at quarterback. It's a three-down lineman front for the Valley Falls defense, first and 10 from the 24. Hanslechek under center. They'll toss it right to Hackler. He's got a lot of room, but then cut down at the 30. Gain of 6 on first down, second down and 4 from the 30 coming up.
Patterson on the tackle for the Dragons.
You'll hear a lot of Hackler tonight, the 5'9 senior running back who ran for near 230 yards last year with a couple of touchdowns. It's a good gain on first and 10, pickup of 6, second down and a short 4. At the Wetmore 30, 6-0 Valley Falls, 5:10 to go here in the first quarter. Pitch here to the left side, Kyler Womack trying to get to the outside, and he's close to a first down marker. It's going to be Zach Evans on the stop.
Number 30, Evans on the stop for the Dragons.
Close to the line of scrimmage, and they need 4, and they get 5, so it is a first down.
5-yard gain will be a first down for the Cardinals.
Good carry for Womack, and move the chains for Wetmore. First down and 10. Just shy of the 35, near side hash. Moving from right to left. 6-0 Valley Falls, 5:06 to go first quarter. Hanslechek under center. Gives to Womack again, left side, breaking a tackle and then tripped up at midfield, and down he goes. Another good gain on first down. 5 yards for Womack. Second down and 5 from midfield. Last year again, Wetmore just 1-4. It was a COVID-shortened season. In those 5 games, they averaged 21 points per game. Rushing attack at about 159.2 yards per game. Through the air, about 52.5 yards of contest. Hanslechek fakes. Gives to Hackler. He's got a first down and more. Across the 35, inside the 30, down to the 28-yard line. A gain of 12 for Hackler. And a good, solid, hard run. And it will be first down in Valley Falls territory at the 28-yard line. So Wetmore coming back strong here in the their opening drive of the first quarter after Valley Falls took it all the way down and punched it in with Zach Evans from 2 yards out. 4:20 to go first quarter, 6-0 Valley Falls. First and 10 at the 28. The pitch to Hackler once again. He's got a reverse track, and he's coming all the way back to the near side, and it's going to be a loss back to the 30. Loss at 2. Zach Evans, beautiful tackle there. Trenton Kraxner also in on the stop, so it's a 2-yard loss. For Hackler, back to the 30, now second down and 12. Strong defensive fronts. Dennis Patterson, the senior, the nose guard up front for Valley Falls. You also have Kraxner there as a defensive end. On second and 12, Hanslechek's going to keep it. He's going to fade out to the right side. He gets the lost yardage back and a little bit more to the 25 and down to the 24 for a gain of 6. Quarterback keeper just swung it to the right side. Waiting on the spot, so 6 yards on the play. It'll bring up third down and a long 6 to go. So just inside the 25 at the 24. Three minutes, 34 seconds left to go in the first quarter. 6-0 Valley Falls. A third down and 6 scenario coming up for Wetmore. Going from right to left. Hanslechek, a keeper again. This time to the near side. Hit immediately. He'll fall forward. He's going to be short of the 20 and a couple of yards shy of the first down. He'll gain three, but decision time coming up for Wetmore. It's going to be fourth down and three, just shy of the 20 at the 21-yard line. No surprise, the offense will stay on the field. Hanslicek gets the call. He hops back to the huddle. Big play, fourth and three. Can Wetmore keep the drive alive? Under 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Valley Falls, a 6-0 lead. Hanslicek under center, two behind him. Handoff, first down across the 15-yard line to the 14. It's Womack on the give. And it's going to be a gain of 7 yards and a first down. So needing three on fourth down, and they get seven from Womack. The drive continues inside the 15 now at the 14. Eight plays, eight runs for Wetmore so far. And they're marching. First and 10 at the 14-yard line. Hanslicek under center. He'll take the snap. He'll play fake. His first toss, it's caught at the first down, breaking a tackle and into the end zone for a touchdown for the Cardinals. Eric Bloom on the reception, 14 yards out, 2:18 to go, first quarter. We're tied at six. So a two-point conversion try coming up. As Bloom getting the first reception of the season, and it's good. First six. Wetmore a chance to take the lead. Two-point conversion try. Hanslicek takes the snap. Immediately torn down in the backfield. No good. And Hanslicek is hurt. But he's on his feet. And a little hobble to his walk as he comes here to the near sideline. But 2:18 to go. It's a touchdown from 14 yards out. From Hanslicek to the senior receiver, Eric Bloom. We'll take a quick break. We're tied at 6, 2:18 to go first quarter. You're listening to the Game of the Week right here on 92.1 KMZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
It is our high school game of the week, week one upon us, and we got a good one so far in Class 8-man Division 1 and 2 is Valley Falls, 8-man D1. Wetmore is 8-man D2. Both teams have had one drive. Both teams have found the end zone. 6-6, neither able to complete the two-point conversion try. Valley Falls got the ball first. Capped a long drive with a 2-yard touchdown run from Zach Evans. And then if you're just joining us, it was Eric Bloom. Pass from Dirk Hanslicek, 14 yards out for the Wetmore touchdown. And once again, 6-6 our score, 2:18 to go here in the opening quarter. I'm Brandon Tamman, Kirk Kilman back in the studio on the ones and twos this evening. Gorgeous night, 80 degrees, just slightly cooling down as the sun sets to my left. It's just good to be back. September, high school football. No better coverage than right here in northeast Kansas. So we were waiting a little bit as it was Storm Hackler, who had a nice drive with 3 carries and 16 yards, helping Wetmore eventually find their way into the end zone. They were looking for the tee. And Valley Falls set to receive the kick.
I'm back.
Samuel Drinkard will be back deep to return. It's a line drive kick right into the hands of Drinkard at the 10. 15 down the middle, 20. Angles 25 here to the near side and shot down by the knees at the 27-yard line. So let's see what Valley Falls can do on their second possession. Again, late first quarter, just under 2 minutes to go. 6-6 is our score. It's been a good one so far. Cervantes back to work at quarterback. He is 4 for 4, 33 yards on that opening drive. Again, capped off by a 2-yard touchdown run from Zach Evans. Speaking of Evans, lining up to Cervantes' right. Drinkard lining up out as a wideout left. First and 10 at the 27. Valley falls from left to right. Chest high snap. Give it to Evans. Angles left. Going towards the sideline. Breaking one tackle, but not breaking away from about 4 more red jerseys. Maybe a yard. We'll see if they give it to him. But back to the line of scrimmage. And it looks like he just got one on the play. Second down and 9. Couple yards shy of the 30. 90 seconds to go, first quarter. 6-6 our score. So many great games to follow here tonight on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Of course, the Holton and Sabetha channels are live and kicking tonight. KARE 93.7 has all the Atchison action. Just good to be back. Cervantes will take the snap, play action. He'll roll out to his left, gets to the 30, stung up at the 35, and then driven back. Good pickup on first down as we're under a minute to go. Should say on second down, so it's going to bring up third down after a gain of 6 yards. Just shy of the 35. Second carry for Cervantes. He's collected 10 yards. 35 seconds and counting here in the first quarter. 6-6, Wetmore and Valley Falls. Valley Falls on the move. Third down and 3 at the 34. Middle of the field, moving from left to right. Cervantes checking the notebook. Wrapped around his left wrist. Take a chest high snap. Give it to Drinkard right down center of the Broadway, and he'll claw into Wetmore territory across midfield at the 40 down to the 37-yard line. So a gain of 9 on the play from Sam Drinkard. Stops the clock with 9 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. First down and 10 at the Wetmore 37-yard line. And the clock's going to start, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter. So both teams have been on the move. Both teams had their opening drives end in a touchdown. Neither could get the 2-point conversions. Valley Falls with their second possession, and they're on the move. 6-6 our score. We'll take a break. Second quarter coming up next. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week right here on 92.1 KMZA.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Stay on top of your finances with mobile alerts. You can now get notifications from the United Bank and Trust banking app. Customize your alerts in our updated mobile app to enjoy peace of mind wherever you go. You can monitor account balances and activity, get deposit and withdrawal notifications, control security alerts, and much more. Get started today with United Bank and Trust mobile banking app. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Don't miss the KMZA weekly locker room chats every Wednesday and Thursday evening starting at 5:30 throughout the high school football season. Of course, you were tuning in this week. They were up and running. Of course, you can recap them and check them out as well, msesports.net, all throughout the high school football season. I'm Brandon Tadman, Kirk Hillman back in our studios, one quarter down. It's Wetmore 6, Valley Falls 6. Good quarter for both teams offensively. Right now, Valley Falls in the middle of their second possession of the game. They have been moving. They are in Wetmore territory. Now they switch sides. They're moving now from right to left. And they have it first down and 10 at the Wetmore 37-yard line. Cervantes efficient. 4 for 4 passing in the first quarter. Sam Drinkard had 4 carries for 27 yards. Zach Evans, 5 carries for 15, including a touchdown run. So here we go. Start of the second quarter. Valley Falls. Cervantes alone in the backfield. He'll take a low snap. Pulls it high. He's going to take a shot downfield towards the end zone towards Evans. He'll stumble, overthrown, and incomplete. It'll bring up second down and 10. First incompletion for Cervantes. Stops the clock at 11:54 here in the second quarter. And both of these teams under new management. Wyatt Hofstra, first-year head coach, Valley Falls. Miles Hanslechek, first year at the helm for Wetmore. Wetmore had 7 of 8 starters return from last year. So plenty of experience, but again, it was a tough year with COVID and injuries, just 1-4 for the Cardinals last year. So second down and 10 after the incompletion. Cervantes in the backfield. Give it to Evans. Angles right. Cuts it back in the middle. He'll get a few to the 35. Good pursuit there by the Wetmore defense. It'll bring up third down after a gain of about 3 yards.
Clifton Clyde up 8-0 over Onega late in the first.
TBL score, Clifton Clyde, an 8-0 lead over Onega in the first quarter. Our score updates are brought to you by Holtis Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holtis vehicles have you seen today? HoltisAutoHouse.com. Third down and 7. Cervantes will give it here on a sweep to the left side. Down to the 31-yard line. Wetmore going to be short of the first down. That was the freshman on the play. That was Hayden Kearney, who got the carry there, a freshman on the end around, and again, 3 yards to go. It's fourth down. So Hayden Kearney got the end around carry, but short of the first down, just shy of the 30 at the 31. It's fourth down and 3 for Valley Falls. Another big play here in the first half. Cervantes gives it off to Drinkard. He's wrapped up. He falls forward. He's going to be close. It depends on the spot. He needed 3, and it's Wetmore football. Valley Falls did not get it. So that's a turnover on downs. Drinkard was just shy of the marker, and they marked him just shy. The officials are huddled up, but that'll do it. So a turnover. Now Wetmore takes over 6-6, 10:31 to go first half.
Late in the first, Solomon 6, Lynn nothing. Late in the first.
Late first quarter, Solomon a 6-0 lead over Lynn. Lynn was scheduled to play Rock Hills, but had to back out due to COVID, so they're playing Solomon tonight. McQueen on the carry for Wetmore. His first carry tonight, 3 yards, second down and 7. At their own 32-yard line, Wetmore, their second offensive possession after holding true defensively and stopping Valley Falls just a moment ago on 4th and 3. We're tied at 6, 10 minutes to go in the first half. Second down and 7 at the 32-yard line. Wetmore moving left to right. Quarterback keeper, Hanslechek makes a nice move, and then he is bottled up and ripped down at the 35-yard line. Gain of 3 on the play. It'll bring up third down and about 4.
Third and 4. Third down and 4 for the Cardinals.
Very manageable past the 35, just about the 36-yard line, near side hash. Third down and a long 3 for Wetmore. 9:25 and counting here in the first half. Hanslechek under center. The O-line sets. Give it to Womack, breaking a tackle, and then, oh, he is hammered at the line of scrimmage. Cervantes leading the charge there on the hit, no gain, and it's fourth down and 3. They're going to actually not even give him the yard there. It'll stay fourth down and maybe a short 3. He may have picked up a half yard at best on that carry. So fourth down and 3, we just saw Valley Falls get stuffed up on a third and or a fourth and short. Now Wetmore trying to convert fourth and three. Hands Lechek. Takes the snap. He's being pressured, rolling to his right. Down he goes in the backfield, and he'll lose three. And it's a turnover on downs. Solomon Drinkard, heavy in on the stop. Hans Lechek will lose three, and just like Valley Falls on their last drive, Wetmore comes up short, and they're stuffed on fourth and three. Well, both teams had opening drives, finishing touchdowns, and both teams had their second drives ending turnover on downs. So Valley Falls takes over from right to left, first down and 10 at the Wetmore 35-yard line. Cervantes in the gun, takes a good snap, now rolls to his right, looking downfield. He'll throw it that way and complete.
Number 28,
Kraxner. Kraxner, the intended receiver on the play, second down and 10 after the incompletion.
The coverage for the Cardinals. Second and 10 at the Cardinal 35.
Clock stopped, 8:31 left to go, first half. We're tied at 6. Ball near side hash. Valley Falls, they were 3-5 last season. They returned six starters. They averaged 25 points per game. Although being shut out twice, here's Zach Evans on the carry. Nearly lost the ball. Fall forwards. He falls forward across the 35 down to the 32-yard line for a gain of about three.
3-yard gain on the play.
So third down and seven coming up. That was the seventh carry for Zach Evans here in the first half. He's racked up 21 yards on those seven carries. 6-6 our score, under 8 minutes to go, first half. Wetmore hosting Valley Falls here tonight. Cervantes in the gun. Give us to Drinkard, right side. Breaks a tackle, 30. 25-20, cuts it up and down near the 15-yard line. They'll mark him at the 17-yard line. It's a gain of 15 for Sam Drinkard and a monster pickup in first down. Longest carry of the game for either team. Down to the 17-yard line. First down and 10. Valley Falls knocking on the door after coming up big defensively just a moment ago, holding Wetmore on down. So we get a whistle, and it looks like we're going to get our first timeout. Wetmore will take a timeout. We'll follow suit. 7:39 left in our first half of play. Wetmore 6, Valley Falls 6. We're back in a moment. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week on KMZA.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
.739 left to go first half. Wetmore and Valley Falls, 8-man action. We're tied up at 6. Valley Falls on the move. We'll have it first and 10 at the Wetmore 17 after the timeout. Another scoreboard update brought to you by Holthaus Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holthaus vehicles have you seen today? Go to holthausautohouse.com. Hanover, the defending 8-man D2 state champions, a 14-0 lead over Pike Valley. We had mentioned earlier, 24-8 an early score. Axtell over 5th-ranked Wheatland-Grinnell. The TVL off to a good start. Coming out of this timeout, Wetmore back on the field, trying to stop this drive, but Valley Falls on the move. Last play was a 15-yard scamper by Sam Drinkard. Setting up first and 10 at the Wetmore 17. 7:39 left, second quarter. We're tied at 6. Cervantes deep in the gun. Three to his right, one to his left, one to his right. He'll take the snap. Keeper to the right side. Hit at the 15 and driven back. So a couple of yards there for Cervantes. It'll bring up second down and 8 from the 15. Gave him a little bit more forward progress there, so just inside the 15-yard line. Call it a long 7. Gives to Zach Evans right up the middle, pushing forward and then driven back after he gets to the 11-yard line for a gain of 4. It'll bring up third down and medium. Third down and 4 from the Wetmore 11-yard line. Eighth carry for Zach Evans here in the first half. Wetmore's defense has done a good job bottling him up. Third down and manageable. Third and 4 at the 11. 6-6 game. Cervantes takes a chest-high snap, rolls to his right, fires to the end zone, and incomplete. Eric Bloom in on the coverage. Kraxner, the intended receiver. So it's now fourth down and 3 at the 11-yard line. We've seen both teams in their last two possessions turn it over on downs. And another opportunity for Wetmore's defense to stand strong in the red zone. 6:17 left first half. We're tied at 6. Both teams scoring on their opening drive, but since then, both defenses have stood strong. Another big fourth down play. Fourth down and a short 4. The 11-yard line. Cervantes gives it to Drinkard. Hit at the line of scrimmage, and he'll get to the 9, but it's not enough for a first down. He needed 4. He gets 2. Back-to-back drives. Valley Falls will turn it over on downs. So how about the Wetmore defense standing strong once again? So Wetmore takes over at their own 10-yard line. Hans Lecheck back in at quarterback. Little miscommunication. Dumped down here to the right side. A little running back screen to Womack. Drinkard in on the stop. Good pickup on first down. Just shy of the 20-yard line of the 19. A gain of 9. Second down and 1, just shy of the 20. 6:06 remaining in the first half. We're tied at 6. Wetmore back with it. Again, very manageable second down and 1, moving from left to right. Hans Lecheck takes the snap, straight drop back. Quarterback keeper takes it up the middle. He'll have a first down, clawing his way for a few extra yards to the 23. Alex McGuire in on the stop, but it's a gain of 4 for Hans Lecheck and move the chains. Ball at the near side hash, halfway through the second quarter. Both teams scoring on their opening drive, and then we've seen 3 straight turnover on downs. Hans Lecheck under center, 2 in the backfield with him. It's going to be a quarterback keeper left. He'll cross the 25 and then rip down there. Trenton Kraxner in on the stop. Just a short gain on first and 10. Give it a gain of 2 to the 25.
Second and 8 for the Cardinals at their own 25-yard line.
Defensive battle here in the first half when both teams were very successful on their opening drives. Second down and 8 for Wetmore at their own 25, 5:15 and counting here in the second quarter. We're tied at 6. Valley Falls will show blitz. And the blitz is going to win. What a rip and a tackle. The loss of a yard on the play. as Bloom goes down in the backfield. Her correction was Womack on the carry. So now third and nine, just shy of the 25 at the 24. A lot of the third downs have been pretty manageable for the most part, but this one a little more difficult. Third and nine, and then got some movement up front, and that's going to draw the second penalty, and it's going to be an offsides against Valley Falls.
Penalty flag on the play.
Just the second penalty of the ball game. We saw a block in the back in the first quarter early on Wetmore. Been a clean game really ever since. So third and four now from the 29 after the five-yard penalty, so much more manageable scenario here for the Cardinals. Handlicek under center, 4:24 left in the first half of play. He'll keep it himself, past the 30, falls forward, but not enough for a first down. He'll gain two, and it's going to bring up fourth down and two.
2 yard gain.
Well, we've seen three straight turnover on downs. Handlicek and the offense will stay out there on another fourth down attempt, this time fourth in a short two. Clock now under 4 minutes in the first half. Womack and Hackler in the backfield. Womack and McQueen, I beg your pardon. It's going to be a first down on a misdirection run to the left side. It's going to be Womack on the play, more than enough across the 35. He's down to the 38-yard line. Gain of 7 on the play for Womack, his longest carry of the day. His sixth carry now. He's got 23 yards built up on those carries. And it moves the chains just shy of midfield at the 40. First and 10, Wetmore at the 38. Good crowd on hand. Beautiful night for football here in Northeast Kansas. Cardinals on the move. 6-6 is our score. Running down here towards the end of the first half. Pretty good pace with this first quarter. Quarterback keeper Handlicek across midfield into Valley Falls territory to the 38. He'll pick up four. It'll bring up second down and six. At 38, so they give him 3 to the 39. So second down and 7 now, just on the Valley Falls half of the field. 2:45 left, clock moving, second quarter, tied at 6. Drive coming up on 4 minutes. Give to Womack, good room. He's going to get across the 35 up the middle. A hat came off. Cervantes's helmet popped off. He'll have to go out. But short of the first down, it's a gain of 7 for Womack. Call it a long one, third down and one. Inside the 35 at the 32-yard line. Coming up on 2 minutes left in the first half. Handlicek under center. He'll take the snap. Little misdirection. It's Womack again. Breaks away from one, and then he's dropped down in the backfield. Trenton Craxner has made some good defensive plays. That's going to be a loss on the play. And it's going to bring up third down and 3 from the 34. Got a timeout on the field. We'll take one as well. A minute 46 left in the first half. Wetmore has a third down and 3 coming up. Game tied at 6. We're back in 30 seconds on KMZA.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Game of the Week being presented by Peru State College, peru.edu, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. I'm Brandon Tabman, Kirk Kilman back on the ones and twos. We got a good one here, eight-man action, week one of the high school football season. So I mentioned third down before the break. It's actually fourth down and three for Wetmore coming out of this timeout at the Valley Falls 34-yard line. Both teams scored on their opening drive. We've had three drives since then. All three have ended with turnover on downs. So the defenses have come up strong since those first opening drives. And a big play in the game, tied at six. And the Cardinals coming back out of the timeout, fourth down and three. They need to get to the 31. We'll have two receivers to the right, one to the left, hands the check. In the shotgun, the sophomore Braden McQueen stands to his left. Hanzlicek has to get away from a rush. He's hit and dropped at the line of scrimmage, and it's another turnover on downs. What a play from the Valley Falls defense. It's a loss of one on the play, and that's four straight turnover on downs. Now Valley Falls will have an opportunity to get some points here late in the first half. So the Dragons take over at their own 35-yard line with a minute 40 to go in the first half in a 6-6 game. Boy, both defenses coming up huge here in the first half. So Cervantes in the game at quarterback. Plenty of time. He's going to take a shot down the middle of the field and just missing Zach Evans, overthrown at the 15-yard line. That would have been six if the throw was right. And it's going to bring up second down and 10 after the incompletion. Ball to 35. Clock stopped at 1:34 here in the second quarter. A quick moving first quarter, or I should say first half, here in Wetmore tonight. Lights are on. 80 degrees at kickoff. Cervantes here on second and 10 from the 35, rolling to his right. He's going to take another deep shot. This one is incomplete. He had another receiver in Solomon Drinkard at about the same spot, the 15-yard line, but just overshot him again. And it's now third down and 10. So they've taken shots on both of their two plays here in this drive. They haven't taken much time off the clock. Still a minute 26 left to go here in the first half. Interesting to see what they dial up here on third and 10. Ball at the Valley Falls 35. They're moving from right to left if you turn us down on your radio dial. Three down defensive front for Wetmore. Cervantes in the gun. Drinkard to his right. Evans to his left. Play fake. Coming back here to the near side and skips away from a tackle at the 35, skips away from another, trying to spin off a third guy. Can't do it. Good tackle there by Hanzlicek. It's going to be a gain of 3 yards on the quarterback scramble, and that'll bring up fourth down, and Valley Falls is going to call a timeout. So after a gain of 3 yards on the quarterback keeper by Cervantes, it's going to bring up fourth down and 7. Gave them a little extra on the forward progress. They mark them actually at the 39. So it's a credit with a 4-yard gain for Cervantes. So it's fourth and 6 out of the timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. Minute 11 to go in this second quarter. It's a 6-6 game. Let's get you caught up to speed. Both these teams with long touchdown drives on their first possessions of the season. First it was Valley Falls going the distance, starting at their own 23, took about 5 minutes off the clock. Zach Evans, a 2-yard run, did not convert the 2-point conversion, made it 6-0 Valley Falls. Wetmore got their first possession. Didn't take quite as much time, but it was a 14-yard touchdown pass from Cervantes to Bloom. And again, not scoring on the 2-point conversion try, so it was 6-6 at the end of one. And we have seen four straight turnover on downs since then. And now the drive started at the Valley Falls 35, and they called the timeout. They got fourth down and six, just shy of midfield. 1:11 on the clock, 6-6 on the scoreboard. Good crowd on hand here tonight in the season opener. So Valley Falls out of the timeout. Looks like they will go for it here on fourth down and six. Big play in the first half. So here we go. Cervantes, he'll have three receivers out to his right, one to his left. Cervantes stands tall in the pocket, thrown, caught at the 35, right at the first down marker. It looks like he's got enough right at the angle. And they're going to measure this one. I got a pretty good angle from up here. It is very, very close. It looks like he's got it. They needed six. And it looks like they may have gotten 6.5, but in traffic, Drinkard making the catch. That was the fifth completion by Cervantes. All five have gone to Sam Drinkard. Waiting on the measurements. Is it enough? It is. First down, Valley Falls. Just about a quarter of the football. So a big fourth down conversion for the Dragons. Makes it first and 10 from the Wetmore 34-yard line. 1:05 to go here in the first quarter, or I should say the first half. And it's a 6-6 tie. So the extra set of downs, huge. For Valley Falls, Cervantes, first and 10. The Wetmore 34-yard line. Evans on the carry right side. Burst of speed. He's got a first down and more inside the 20, inside the 15, and down near the 12. Let's see where they mark him. They do mark it at the 12. It's a gain of 22 for Zach Evans. And a first down for the Dragons with 53 seconds to go in the first half. What a carry. Biggest play of the game for both teams. Cervantes will keep it himself. Going to the right. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. Close to the goal line, but knocked out of bounds. Just shy of the goal line. So Valley Falls threatening to punch it in late in the second quarter. They mark him down at the 2. So a gain of 10 on the quarterback keeper for Cervantes. And they say, yep, 10 yards and a first down. First and goal at the 2. 43 seconds left in the first half. First down for the Dragons at the 2-yard line. Dragons trying to take the lead. We're tied at 6. Trying to cap off this 45-yard drive. Cervantes. Drinkard up the middle, touchdown Valley Falls. The Dragons take the lead with 39 seconds to go in the first half. It's now 12-6.
Samuel Drinkard takes it in for the
2 yards out. Samuel Drinkard. Now the 2-point conversion try. Big touchdown late in the first half. It's a 45-yard drive that took less than 2 minutes off the clock. 39 seconds left in the first half. Cervantes in the gun. Drinkard, who just had the touchdown run to his right. Chance for a 2-point conversion. Cervantes on the keeper, angling towards the pylon. He'll dive and get it. So a big 2 points for Valley Falls. 14-6 our score. Valley Falls has taken the lead with 39 seconds to go in the first half. We'll take a break. Halftime is approaching, but we got more coming your way next here on the High School Game of the Week on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Isn't life crazy? One day your fender gets dented by a runaway shopping cart. The next day, your kid's college entrance exam is a runaway success.
Yes, I got accepted.
But that's life. Some days you're the bug, some days you're the windshield. No worries, your State Farm agent is here in all of life's moments, the good and the not so good, to help life go right.
So good day, bad day, any day, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert and Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
You heard it right there, 92.1 KMZA, Seneca. I'm Brandon Tadman, Kirk Kilman back in our studios on the ones and twos. Valley Falls finishing off a 45-yard drive, capped off by Sam Drinkard, a two-yard touchdown run. Cervantes with the two-point conversion, and with 39 seconds left in the first half, Valley Falls, a 14-6 lead here at Wetmore. It's been a pretty evenly matched first half. Both teams took their opening drives down for touchdowns. Neither hit the two-point conversion, so we were sitting at 6-6. Really, ever since the late portions of the first quarter, we saw four straight drives after that end in turnover on downs. And finally, Valley Falls able to break that streak. The 45-yard touchdown drive, it took less than 2 minutes, with Drinkard finishing it off with the two-yard touchdown run. Eight carries, 48 yards now for Drinkard, and you can add the touchdown to the stat line. Let's see how aggressive Wetmore is here, getting the ball with under 40 seconds to go after Cervantes places the foot to the ball. It's a line drive kick, handles the check on the return, here to the near side, 25, angles 30, and a good return across the 30-yard line. Kraxner in on the stop. We'll mark him down at the 33-yard line, and it'll be first and 10, Wetmore from their own 33-yard line, 32 seconds left in the half. See how aggressive they are. Wetmore has one first, or I should say they have one timeout remaining. They trail Valley Falls 14-6. 32 seconds left to go in the first half. Handlicek, it's a low snap, digs it off the grass, and then he's going to get wrapped up by Kraxner and awkwardly taken down. It's a quarterback sack. It's a loss of two. Back to the 31-yard line. Kraxner has been all over the place, and Wetmore is going to burn a timeout with 17 seconds left here in the first half. 14-6, Valley Falls by eight. Can't imagine Wetmore being overly aggressive here. Just 17 seconds to go. They've used their time. They've used their final timeout. Our Holt House Auto House in Fairview scoreboard updates. Holton and Nemaha Central tied at 7. Our own Justin Fluke on the call there. We got some great games in the area tonight. Big 7 TBL Northeast Kansas League. Of course, we got you covered. Valley Falls here at Wetmore. Dragons a 14-6 lead. 17 seconds to go in the first half. Once we get you to halftime, we'll get some other scores. We'll provide some stats and info from this first half. Get you a quick preview of half number two. All that coming up on our halftime show. Valley Falls, their defense back on the field. Wetmore still wrapping up their timeout. First-year head coach Miles Hanslicek giving the calls here. Out of the timeout, it's second down and 12 from Wetmore's 31-yard line. And just 17 seconds to go. Cervantes defensively standing back at his own 30, kind of playing that free safety position, surveying the field. Ball is lost. Hanslicek having to dive on it, avoiding a big turnover there. An exchange malfunction between the center and Hanslicek at quarterback, so no gain. And that's going to run out the clock here in the first half. So near disaster late for Wetmore, but Hanslicek able to fall back on it, and we have hit the end of the first half. Fast pace here in the First half of play, Valley Falls on the road, a 14-6 lead here at Wetmore. Our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K16. Want the best? Got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. We'll take a break. Our halftime show coming up next. You're listening to the Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
A job is not just a job in this type of business. It's a wonderful feeling to know that the staff is there for my parents, to know that they're well taken care of.
At Life Care Center of Seneca, we consider it an honor to make your family part of ours.
I keep saying I'm going to retire, and I can't leave. There's love in that building, and you can feel that love.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
When you want tires, you want top brands at rock-bottom prices. So in the Holton area, you got to get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. The others with a similar name are not the same. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much. For unbeatable prices and unbeatable service, head to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 5 minutes west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Welcome back to our high school game of the week here on KMZA. I'm Brandon Tadman. Kurt Kilman back in our studios as we get you caught up on some scores in the area. Week one of the high school football season. Chapman is leading Sabetha at the half, 18-7. Holton, a 14-7 advantage over Nemaha Central. That one also at the half. And then, of course, right here, you're tuned into us, Valley Falls, a 14-6 lead here at Wetmore at the end of the first half. Again, let's take you kind of a look at the first half summary, as both of these teams had very good possessions to start their seasons. Valley Falls got their first possession, took about 5 minutes off the clock. A Zach Evans 2-yard touchdown run gave Valley Falls an early 6-0 lead halfway through the first quarter. Wetmore would bounce back. They would drive it down the field in a little bit less time, about 3-plus minutes off the clock. And it was Eric Bloom, a 14-yard touchdown reception from quarterback Dirk Handlicek. Both teams missing 2-point conversion tries. So it was late first quarter. We were tied at 6. And then the defenses both ways really stood strong as we saw 4 straight turnover on downs. And then finally, Valley Falls, after a stop defensively, took a 45-yard drive in just under 2 minutes late in the first half, capped off by a Sam Drinkard 2-yard touchdown run. Cervantes capping it off with a 2-point conversion. And that's where we stand, 14-6, Valley Falls. Wetmore will get the ball to start the second half, again, trailing by 8. So see if they can come out strong and get something done early on in the third quarter. But for the most part, it's been very competitive on both sides. Once again, our halftime coverage, it is brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K16. Want the best? You've got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. Again, that is 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. So that's our first half summary. We'll take another break. We'll come back with the first half numbers and some stats for you. Again, Valley Falls, a 14-6 lead here at Wetmore. We're back in 3 minutes on KMZA.
First of all, we have a website, holthouseautohouse.com. Go on there and see what we've got for inventory. And if it's not something we have, tell me about what you're looking for. I still run the finder service. We sell quite a few every month that we have to go out and find for people, and it's service that we do. There's no extra charge. We just try to get you what you need and what you want and be fair about it. Needs a great deal
at Holt House Auto House. Online at holthouseautohouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
Get ready for upcoming fall and winter projects with Milwaukee Tools and a Milwaukee Tools special at Hiawatha Farm and Home and Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca. Buy a qualifying kit and a qualifying accessory and get $100 off. Stop by now and see their selection. Milwaukee has a new M18 fuel compact vacuum, and it's optimized for job site debris cleanup. The Milwaukee Tool Sale through October 31st. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca at Hiawatha Farm and Home.
Did you know that SBS Insurance can insure everything in your garage? Whether you beat the trails, ride the open road, enjoy the rippling waters, or camp in style, we have the ability to protect the property that you have worked so hard to enjoy. Find out how much you can save by having SBS Insurance Agency quote your boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. We can save you time and money by bundling all of your property with one of our multiple companies. Call SBS Insurance and we will put you on the path to protection.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Now's the perfect time to reseed or overseed your yard. Do you have some bare spots, or does the whole yard need to be reseeded? You can do it yourself with rental equipment at Hine and True Value Farm Supply. They have grass seeders, aerators, detachers, grass seed, and fertilizers you'll need. It's a great time now to plant grass seed, or for fall, weed control, they have the yard spray and sprayers to rent. Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
Parkinson's disease impacts the lives of more men and women in the Midwest than any other region in the country. This disease can impact a person's ability to walk, talk, or complete simple tasks of daily living. Did you know that physical therapy is a crucial element in managing the disease? The NVCH Physical and Occupational Therapy Department offers the LVST Big Program for treatment of Parkinson's disease. To learn more about this program, call Nemaha Valley Community Hospital at 785-336-0428, where people you know care you trust.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Neters and Fran Wright can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing date is September 30th. Call them today to find the right fit for protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget, the wheat sales closing date is September 30th.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Valley Falls, a 14-6 lead here on the road at Wetmore. Our game of the week here on 92.1 KMZA. I'm Brandon Tabman, Kirk Hillman back in studio. Let's get you caught up on some first half numbers for both teams. Let's start with Valley Falls. They were really run heavy in the first half. Sam Drinkard had 8 carries, 48 yards, including that touchdown late in the second quarter. Dylan Cervantes, the quarterback, completed 5 for 10 first half passes for 39 yards, including 5 rushes as well for 26 yards. And then Zach Evans, 9 carries, 47 yards. So Drinkard and Evans combining nearly 100 yards on the ground. And then mentioning the 5 completions for Cervantes, all 5 of those completions went to Sam Drinkard. So not only did he have 8 carries for 48 yards, he also had 5 catches for 39 yards. So good first half for Sam Drinkard, including the late go-ahead touchdown for Valley Falls. Take a look at some of the numbers for Wetmore. Their leading rusher was their quarterback, Miles Hanslicek. He had 10 carries, or I should say 11 carries for 17 yards in the first half. His last couple were not to be desired. Knocked down in the backfield multiple times. 8 carries, 28 yards for Womack. Hackler as well, 3 carries for 16 yards. Hanslicek did complete his lone 2 passes, 2 for 2, 23 yards, including that touchdown pass to Eric Bloom from 14 yards out late in the first quarter. So again, taking a look, pretty similar game numbers for the most part, but Valley Falls pulling away. 23 total carries, 125 yards, averaging just over 5 yards a carry. 23 carries, 64 yards for Wetmore, averaging less than 3 yards per carry. So really it's Valley Falls, total yards 164, Wetmore just 87 total yards in the first half. It was clean in terms of penalties, just 1 penalty per team in the first half. Valley Falls had a block in the back penalty in the first quarter, and then just 1 offsides penalty for Wetmore. So just 1 penalty per team. It's been majority on the ground for both teams, but we got a 1-score game. Valley Falls 14, Wetmore 6. Cardinals will get the ball to start the second half. That's going to wrap it up for our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K16. Want the best? You've got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. Again, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Valley Falls, a 14-6 lead over Wetmore here on the road. We'll take a quick 2-minute timeout. Second half coming up next.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Stay on top of your finances with mobile alerts. You can now get notifications from the United Bank and Trust banking app. Customize your alerts in our updated mobile app to enjoy peace of mind wherever you go. You can monitor account balances and activity, get deposit and withdrawal notifications, control security alerts, and much more. Get started today with United Bank and Trust mobile banking app. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
You know them. If you live around here, you've done business with them. Sutter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go when you've got a project in mind. They carry all brands you trust, like Mohawk, Wilsonart, Larson, CertainTeed, Valspar, and Owings Corning. They even carry Holland Grills, so you can celebrate a job well done. Visa, MasterCard, and Discover accepted. Area do-it-yourselfers and pros know Sutter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
High school game of the week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Brandon Tamman, Kirk Kilman back in studio. Valley Falls 14-6, their lead here at Wetmore. Eight-man action as it's week one of the high school football season. Now the sun is gone. The lights are shining bright on the field here in Wetmore. Let's get you a quick scoreboard update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. At the half, Perry LeCompton leading Jefferson West 20-0. Frankfort's a monster lead over Washington County. That is 30-6. Riverside, a 7-0 lead over Royal Valley. Rossville, a big lead over Centralia, 28-0. And then Clifton Clyde, 24-0, their lead against Onega. So some scores from around the area. Scoreboard update is brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle? How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go to HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Wetmore will receive the ball to start the second half, trailing 14-6. They've added another 90 seconds on the clock. That's okay. We'll keep you tuned in right here as we continue on. Again, our first half summary, both teams opening drive touchdowns. It was 6-6 late in the first half, and then defenses turned up on both sides. We saw four straight turnover on downs. And finally, Valley Falls late in the first half, a 45-yard touchdown drive capped off by Sam Drinkard from 2 yards out. Two-point conversion try was good, 14-6. Wetmore could not really advance the ball much late on a last drive to maybe try to steal some points away before halftime. A couple of nice defensive plays by Valley Falls to shut the door there, keep their 14-6 lead as we now get set to start the third quarter of play. And good pace to this game, good crowd on hand, beautiful night here in Wetmore. It was 80 degrees at kickoff. We've cooled down just a bit. Wetmore returning to my right, so they will move the ball from right to left here in the third quarter. Of course, Valley Falls, when they get it on offense, will travel back the other way from left to right. Just two total penalties in the first half. And Wetmore last year, just 1-4. They averaged 21 points per game. Their roster breakdown, four seniors on the roster this season, four juniors, three sophomores, and three freshmen under first-year head coach Miles Hanslechek. Cervantes, the kick from left to right, it's short. Dug up off the ground at the 20-yard line by Eric Bloom, bouncing to the outside across the 25 and pushed out near the 30. So a good kickoff return to the 29 for Eric Bloom.
19-yard kickoff return to the 10.
That's where Wetmore takes over, first and 10 at the 29-yard line. 11:52 left here in the third quarter, 14-6, Valley Falls. See if the Cardinals can get something brewing here on their opening drive of the second half. First down and 10 at the 29. Handoff is to Womack, straight up the guts, carrying a couple bodies with him across the 30-yard line to the 32, make it to 33. The long pickup of 3 yards on the play for Womack. Second down and 7 from the about the 32, 33-yard line.
Second and 7 for the Cardinals.
Anzlicek under center. Takes the snap. Womack again, right side. Good yardage near midfield and then shoved out of bounds. It's going to be enough for a first down into Valley Falls territory at the 38-yard line, so a pickup of 10 for Womack and a first down. 14-6, Valley Falls here, early third quarter.
10-yard gain on the last play by Kyler Womack, good enough for a Cardinal first.
10-yard gain for Womack, his biggest carry of the game. So a good start for him here early in the third quarter. Into Valley Falls territory, middle of the field, first and 10 at the 38. 10:50 to go, third quarter. Valley Falls leading Wetmore 14-6. Movement up front, there's the penalty flag. It's going to be an offsides against Valley Falls, so a free 5 yards for the Wetmore offense.
The
second penalty on Valley Falls. The first penalty in the third quarter. So first and 5 inside the 35 at the Valley Falls 33. Anzlicek under center. It's going to be a quarterback keeper trying to drown it out and ripped down by Kraxner for a big loss. Kraxner's been everywhere defensively. That's going to be a loss of 4.
Loss of 2 on the play.
I guess they gave him a little bit of forward progress there, so they mark him at the 35, so it's a loss of 2. And now second down and 7. Not quite 2 minutes into this third quarter, 14-6, Valley Falls, the lead here at Wetmore. Cardinals on the move. Womack on the carry, simple handoff over the right guard. Across the 35, down to the 31-yard line for a gain of 4. It's a manageable third down. Third down and 3 yards to go.
3 yards to go, all 3 yards to go for a Cardinal first down.
Last year, Cardinals averaged nearly 160 yards rushing per game in their 5 games played. Anzlicek under center on third and a long 3. Womack again, right side. He'll have the first down near the 25-yard line and move the chains. He needed 3, and he picked up 5.
Got a final 62-16 Axtell over Wheatland.
Inside the 30-yard line at the Valley Falls 27. 9:16 and counting here in the third quarter. Valley Falls a 14-6 lead. Womack now with 50 rushing yards here in the ball game. Kyler Womack, the 5'8 junior who had a couple of carries and a couple of receptions last season. Womack again, and he is bottled up in the backfield, and down he goes. Maybe to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. No gain. Dennis Patterson, the senior defensive lineman in there on the stop at the loss of 1. Second down and 11 at the 27-yard line of Valley Falls.
Second and 11 for the Cardinals.
More certainly, more times than not, the Valley Falls defense has come up big at times when they've really needed to. When Wetmore has shown some signs of life, Valley Falls has kind of shut the door. Second down and 11 after the loss. It's going to be an indirect to Bloom, and he's going to lose a yard. Back to near the 30 to the 29. Eric Bloom, the senior, they tried him on an end around. He's going to lose a yard. Now third and long, third down and 12 at the Valley Falls 28-yard line. Big play for the Wetmore offense. Third down and 12 at the Valley Falls 28. Hanslicek back to pass. He'll float it, and it's nearly picked off. Evans. And then Womack actually may have had a chance to pull that one in, but it's off the fingertips and incomplete. Now fourth down and 12. Just the third pass attempt for Hanslicek here in the ball game and his first incompletion. Well, now a tall task, fourth down and 12 at the Valley Falls 28-yard line. 7 minutes, 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Valley Falls trying to stand tall once again defensively, leading 14-6. Long time in the huddle here for Hanslicek in the offense. He will have Braden McQueen in the backfield with him. Hanslicek back to pass on fourth and 12. He's hurried. He has to get rid of it. It's picked off at the 20. 25-30. It's Cervantes here to the near side at the 40 at midfield, and down he goes. Interception, Dylan Cervantes. And a long return back to midfield, and Valley Falls is in business. So Valley Falls, great field position at the 40, and a 14-6 lead, 7:18 to go, third quarter. So it's an interception for Hanslicek, his first of the season. So Valley Falls will take over, first and 10 at midfield, leading 14-6, 7:18 to go, third quarter. Cervantes is not in at quarterback. That's going to be a botched play at a huge loss. It's Hayden Kearney, the freshman, who took the snap and lost about 6 yards on the play, confused with the running back in the backfield. So Cervantes, after the interception, looked a little hobbled. You see him standing over there on the sideline, but right now it's Kearney in at quarterback, the freshman, second down at 16. After the six-yard loss, Sam Drinkard, left side, plenty of room. There he goes at the 30, 25-20, house call, touchdown, but there is a flag. Samuel Drinkard to the house. It's a 45-yard touchdown run, but there is a flag on the play. The flag sitting at about the 27-yard line. This one might be coming back. And it will eliminate that, what would have been a 45-yard touchdown run, and it comes back due to a block in the back penalty. My, oh my. So that's a huge break for Wetmore, as Drinkard, with a burst of speed down the left sideline. So after the penalty, it's going to be second down and 5 from the Wetmore 36-yard line. 6:26 to go, third quarter. Cervantes is back into the game at quarterback. He'll stand tall in the pocket. He is hit, and the ball's nearly out, but he hangs on to it, but it's a quarterback sack. Miles Hanslicek has to be happy with that play from his son Dirk, who gets the quarterback sack. That's a loss of 6 yards on the play to bring up third down and 11. Back into Valley Falls territory near the 38-yard line. Cervantes caught a huge break there, as he nearly had that ball stripped away, but able to fall on top of it. So after a big penalty and a quarterback sack, Valley Falls now facing third down and 11 from their own 38-yard line. Leading 14-6 at Wetmore, 5:36 left to go in the third quarter. Cervantes has Evans in motion from near side to far side. They give it to him on the sweep, and then he is dropped right away at the line of scrimmage. No gain. What a play. Braden McQueen in on the stuff. And Zach Evans limping off the sideline for Valley Falls. No gain on the play. Or they will credit Evans with a yard. So it's fourth down and a long 10 for Valley Falls, just shy of midfield. Under 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 14-6, Valley Falls with the lead. See what they can put together here. They started this drive at midfield. Had a 45-yard touchdown run called back due to a penalty, and then also had a 7-yard loss on a quarterback sack. Here's Drinkard. They just a simple handoff over the left guard. He gains 3, but they need 11 on fourth down, and that's not going to do it. So there's another turnover on downs and a huge play for the Wetmore defense. They'll take over at their own 37-yard line. Down 14-6, 4:31 left to go in the third quarter. So here we go. Wetmore gets it back, first and 10. Their own 38, trailing 14-6, 4:31 left third quarter. Hands the check under center. McQueen in the backfield. It's going to be a quarterback keeper. Hands the check to the right. Gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. Solomon Drinkard in on the stop. Alex McGuire there as well. No gain on the play. Does he get back to the line of scrimmage? Not quite. He lost about a half yard. So second down, and we'll call it a short 11. Ball at the 38-yard line. Hands the check under center. Two count, takes the snap. Hand off to Womack, and he is ripped down immediately. Once again, Solomon Drinkard in on the stop. No gain, third and long coming up.
No gain on the play. Still third down now and 10 yards to go for the Cardinals.
So Wetmore with a good defensive stand to get the ball back, and now they're in trouble facing third and long at their own 38-yard line. 3:20 and counting here in the third quarter. Valley Falls hanging on. They lead 14-6. Zach Evans and Sam Drinkard, pair of touchdowns for Valley Falls. Eric Bloom, the touchdown. The lone touchdown for Wetmore. Third down and 10 at the 28-yard line, or the 38, excuse me, of Wetmore. Hands the check, will keep it. Basically kind of a quarterback sneak. I don't know if he was trying to catch. Valley Falls off guard. He does gain a few on the play across midfield down to the 37. So it's a 5-yard gain, and it'll bring up fourth down and about 7. Fourth down and about a long 6. So can Wetmore now converts on another fourth down. Down 14-6, late third quarter. Just into Valley Falls territory at the 38. Limping off the field was Carter Montgomery, the big senior offensive lineman. And Hanzlicek is going to stand back, and he's actually going to punt this one away. Cervantes is going to let it go. It bounces inside the 10 and near the 5. So a good punt there by Hanzlicek, the first punt of the game. Let's see where they mark it out of bounds. Looks like around the 6 or 7-yard line. So Valley Falls will get it back, leading 14-6. 2:05 to go here in the third.
First and 10 for the Dragons at their own 7-yard line.
So the farthest back we've seen either drive starts. Valley Falls starting this drive at their own 7. 31 yards on the punt for Hanzlicek. 2:05 to go, third quarter, 14-6, Dragons in front. Cervantes in at quarterback. The give is to Zach Evans. There he goes, and he breaks away at the 25-30. You're not going to catch him. 25-20, house call, touchdown, Valley Falls, 73 yards. No flags are on the field. 20-6, Valley Falls. How about that? The biggest play of the game. Zach Evans, 73 yards and a touchdown. Wow. How quickly the momentum has shifted in this ball game. Wetmore's defense had stood tall throughout. They let Evans break away there. Here's Drinkard on the two-point conversion try. He'll drag some bodies into the end zone, but they're going to say he fell down just shy of the goal line, so no good. So a big two-point conversion stopped there by the Wetmore defense. But a 73-yard touchdown scamper by Zach Evans, his second touchdown of the ball game. Valley Falls extend their lead. 1:50 to go here in the third. The Dragons leading at Wetmore 20-6. Back in a moment on the Game of the Week on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Brandon Tamm and Kirk Kilman with you. Valley Falls just getting a 73-yard touchdown run from Zach Evans, his second touchdown of the ball game, extending the Dragons' lead here at Wetmore. It's 20-6 with a minute 50 to go here in the third quarter. Evans, 11 carries, now 121 yards, and those two touchdowns. Let's get you a scoreboard update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Halftime, St. Joseph Lafayette 30, Atchison 21, that game on 93.7 CARE. We do have a final in the TBL, Axtell beating 5th-ranked Wheatland Grinnell 62-16. So that's our first reported final here tonight, as Axtell will start the season 1-0 with a big win over a top-five team in eight-man ball. So congrats to them. Good start. Valley Falls, though, a good start here, leading 20-6. Minute 50 to go in this third quarter. 73-yard touchdown run from Zach Evans. Cervantes getting set to tee it up at the 30, kicking off from left to right. Miles hands the check, and Eric Bloom back to return for Wetmore. The biggest play of the game to this point, a long touchdown from Zach Evans. It's a short kick. Hanslechek takes it on a line drive at the 15, cuts it middle, 25-30, 35, and down to the 37. Good return all the way near midfield. And Wetmore needing some momentum and needing some points to hang around late in the third quarter. We'll start their drive at their own 37-yard line.
First and 10 for the Cardinals, their 37, 24-yard kickoff return.
Valley Falls, 20, Wetmore, 6, Buck 44 left third quarter. Zach Evans for the Dragons just a bit ago, 73-yard house call, extending the Valley Falls lead. And Wetmore to follow here on their possession offensively. Hanslechek under center, two backs behind him. They will give it to Womack, right side, curling to the 40, into Valley Falls territory, down to the 37. And a good gain of about 5 on first and 10.
Carney and Elias on the tackle over there for the Dragons.
That's majority of the Womack show here in the second half so far. He's got 7 of the 11 carries for Wetmore here in the third quarter. So he picks up 5, second down and 5 from the Valley Falls 37. And Lechek under center. Womack in the backfield. This time it's to McQueen. That was Brady McQueen on the carry, gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. No gain. Just the second carry for the sophomore, Brady McQueen. That goes for no gain. Now third down, and with a long five. Might have lost a half yard on that carry. 37 seconds and counting here in the third quarter. 20-6, Valley Falls by 14. Anzlicek under center. Big third down here for the Cardinals. Hard count. Takes the snap. It's going to be Womack. He'll get to the 35. He's dropped there for a gain of 3. And that'll bring up fourth down in about 2.5 yards. Call it fourth and 3. So here's another big play, but we'll have to wait until the start of the fourth quarter. At the end of 3, Valley Falls, a 20-6 lead here at Wetmore. Back in a moment. The fourth quarter is coming up next here on 92.1 KMZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in, combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom, fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program, flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College, check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Week one of the high school football season upon us. Our game of the week here on KMZA. It's brought to you by Peru State College, peru.edu, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Eight-man action. Valley Falls trying to start the year on a high note. They lead here at Wetmore 20-6 with 12 minutes to go in this ball game. But a huge play coming out of the break. Wetmore has it down 14. They have it fourth down and 3 at the Valley Falls 35-yard line. So a monster play to start the fourth quarter. Can Wetmore keep the drive alive? Taking their time out of the huddle. Hanslicek will be under center. Womack is with him in the backfield along with the sophomore McQueen. Fourth and 3 from the 35. Hanslicek, keeper. He gets to the outside. He'll lower the shoulder and get the first down all the way to the 30-yard line. So well done. They need 3 and they get 5. Monster play to keep the drive alive for Wetmore, trailing 20-6. Just getting going here in the fourth quarter. Father-son combo getting the plays matched up together. Miles Hanslicek, his son Dirk, the quarterback. If you heard the pregame show, it's hard sometimes to be coach at home and or be coaching your son and trying to treat him like all the others, but you see it done all the time, and that's a good carry. We do have a flag on the play. It's a gain of about 10 yards by Womack, but this could be coming back, which would be just the second penalty against Wetmore in the game. Let's wait for the call. Womack just picked up 10 yards. It's going to be a face mask against Valley Falls. So that's a huge play as Womack got a hard-fought 10 yards on first down. And now it's going to be half the distance to the goal because of the face mask penalty.
Face mask penalty on the Dragons will add
So inside the Valley Falls 15-yard line at the 14. So first and 10 with Wetmore down two scores, needing to punch this one in to keep the game interesting. See if they can cap it off. Hands the check under center. He rolls to his left. Looks like he's going to keep it himself, and he is forced out of bounds, maybe a yard or two. Kraxner in on the stop. Trying to see if he got a couple of yards. He did get two down to the 12.
Gained 2 yards on the play, second and eight.
So second down and eight for Wetmore at the Valley Falls 12-yard line. Clock stopped at 11:14 left here in the fourth quarter. 20-6 Valley Falls, but Wetmore threatening. Hands the check under center. McQueen and Womack in the backfield. It's Womack on the give. Over the right guard. Flag comes in. He's inside the 10. Down near the 7, but a flag in there. We'll see what the call is.
In there for the in on the tackle for the Dragons.
And it's another face mask penalty against Valley Falls. So two big penalties helping the drive out here for Wetmore. It's two face mask penalties in the last three plays against the Valley Falls defense. Waiting to see where they're going to spot this. After the penalty, it's going to be at the 4-yard line. So it's first and goal at the 4-yard line after the penalty for Wetmore. Trailing 20-6 with just over 11 minutes to go in the game. And then another penalty, and this is going to be once again offsides against Valley Falls. Three huge penalties on this drive. Now five penalties in the game for Valley Falls, just one for Wetmore. First and goal at the 2. Hands the check under center. Womack is in for the touchdown. A huge drive. And Wetmore is right back in it. At 11:05 to go in the game, it's now 20-12.
Fourth quarter. 11:05 to go in the game. The point after attempt coming up.
First touchdown run of the season for Kyler Womack, the 5'8 junior. Now the big 2-point conversion try. It's an 8-point game at 20-12. Penalties were big key in that drive. Hanzlicek will keep it himself. Just a little quarterback sneak, and he gets in for the 2. It's a 6-point game, 20-14, 11:05 to go. Valley Falls, their lead is trimmed to 6. Early fourth quarter, we got a good one here in Wetmore. We'll take a quick break. Fourth quarter continues in a moment.
The overall mission of the rehab team is always what is best for the patient and how we can facilitate maximum potential from every resident that we work with.
All I have to do is think about what I was before and what I am now, and I don't ever want to go back to that original situation. Well, the most important thing to me is that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, you know.
Life Care Center of Seneca, helping our friends and neighbors get better faster. Call 785-336-3528.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
A 43-yard touchdown drive. Three big defensive penalties against Valley Falls. Helping out the Cardinals there. The Cardinals finishing it off with Kyler Womack. A 2-yard touchdown run. 2-point conversion try is good. And at 11:05 left in the game, Wetmore claws back into it. Only down 6. It's 20-14. A lot of great games in the area tonight. Week one of the high school football season. Start of the fourth quarter. Chapman and Sabetha in a 3-point game. Chapman with the slim 18-15 lead. You can catch the fourth quarter of that one on the Sabetha channel. A link to that can be found on our website, msdsports.net. We got you tuned in right here on 92.1 KMZA. Tyler Womack, first touchdown of the year for him. Cuts the deficit to 6. Valley Falls leading 20-14 with 11:05 to go in the game. Cervantes back deep, standing at his own 15-yard line. As Womack, who just scored the touchdown, will tee it up at the 30 and get set to kick this one away from left to right.
I'm back.
See how Valley Falls will respond. It's a low line drive kick right into the hands of Cervantes. He's in at the 20, angling right, gets to the 30, 35, 40, 40, or I should say 35. Let's see where they mark him out. What a return by Cervantes into Wetmore territory at the 35-yard line. So a huge return. Monster return. So Wetmore now having to start this drive defensively in their own territory. First and 10, Valley Falls at the Wetmore 35. Valley Falls leading 20-14, early fourth quarter. Here's Zach Evans, who had the big 73-yard touchdown run in their last possession. This time he's ripped down after a gain of 5 to the 30. And second and 5 coming up. Evans has had now 3 carries here in the third quarter, or I should say the second half. Those have gone for 1 yard, 73 yards, and 5 yards. He's up to 12 carries for 126 yards and 2 scores. Clock on the move, 10:20 to go, fourth quarter, 20-14, Valley Falls with the ball, second and 5 from the Wetmore 30. Evans again gets away from one, back to the line of scrimmage, and down he goes right there. Womack in on the stop. Wyatt Cannon in there as well. No gain. Third and 5. Big play defensively coming up for Wetmore. Under 10 minutes to go in the game. Valley Falls hanging to a 20-14 lead. Cervantes in the gun. Evans to his left. Sam Drinkard slot to his right. On third and 5, play fake. Cervantes keeps it himself, breaks through one. He's going to be short of the first down, just shy of the 25 to the 26. He gains 4. See where they mark him there. So he actually picks up 3. So now it is fourth down. Fourth down and 2. From the 27-yard line, a 6-point game. Can Wetmore hold? They're down 6, 20-14, 9 minutes to go. Clock on the move here in the fourth. Monster play. Cervantes is in the gun. Evans swinging out to his left. Sam Drinkard behind him to his right. Snap. Drinkard gets it. He's got the first down and more up the middle. 20, breaks away. 10, 5, touchdown. On fourth down and 2, 27 yards. A scamper to the end zone for Sam Drinkard, his second touchdown of the game, and the lead is back to 12 at 26-14. 8:43 to go in the game. My goodness. Big plays here in the second half for Valley Falls and rushing the football. Drinkard now with 2 touchdowns, joining his counterpart Zach Evans with 2 as well. 26-14 now, Valley Falls with 8:43 to go in the game. Here's the 2-point conversion try. It's going to be Cervantes again with the play fake. He dives and gets it. 28-14 after the 2-point conversion try. Absolute game changer. 8:43 to go. Drinkard, a 27-yard touchdown run on 4th and 2. It's a double up, 28-14 Valley Falls. We're back in a moment on KMZA.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
The combination of Sam Drinkard and Zach Evans here in the second half has been so key for Valley Falls. They have extended their lead back up to two touchdowns, 28-14 here at Wetmore, 8:43 left to go in the ball game. On fourth and two, Sam Drinkard right up the gut, 27 yards to the house. He's now got two touchdowns with 10 carries and 78 yards. Earlier in the half, Evans took one 73 yards to the house. He's now up to 13 carries for 126 yards and two scores as well. So Evans with two touchdowns, Drinkard with two touchdowns, Valley Falls with a two-touchdown lead. 8:43 to go in the game. A huge swing in the game as that one came on fourth and two. Still plenty of time. Can Wetmore respond? You're listening to 92.1 KMZA Seneca. Brandon Tadman, Kurt Kilman with you. It's been a good one tonight. Cervantes set to tee it up and kick it off from right to left. Hands Lechek back deep along with Eric Bloom. It's a low line drive kick, and it goes through the legs of Bloom, and it trickles back near the goal line. There he goes. He picks it up. He's trying to claw back to the five, dancing away from one, and down he goes. Down at the five. A miscue there, and that's where Wetmore will take over on this drive. So now they need to go 75 yards to find the end zone. 8:35 to go in the game, 28-14. Valley Falls leading by two scores. Both teams under first-year head coaches. Wyatt Hofstra for Valley Falls. Miles Hanslechek for Wetmore. Can they put together a drive here in the fourth? Claw back in it. Still some time at 8:35. 28-14, two-touchdown lead for Valley Falls. First and 10 at the five-yard line. Pitch and catch. This one's caught at the 5 yard line, little wide receiver screen up to the 9 yard line. That one is caught. Let's see, I believe that was Bloom on the reception. So it's a gain of four on the pitch and catch, second down and six.
4 yards on the pass play from
Hanslechek, now 3 for 5 for 27 yards.
Second and six for the Cardinals. At the nine.
Second down and six at the 9 yard line, under 8 minutes to go. Hanslechek under center. Play fake. Similar play. This time it is a catch. Good sliding catch there for a first down to the 15 yard line. And once again, that was Bloom on the catch. Just enough for the first downs. Back-to-back completions to Bloom. 1 for 4 yards, 1 for 7 yards. First down and 10. It's outside the 15 of Wetmore. But Wetmore, though, the clock is not their friend. It's still ticking. Down to 7.5 minutes to go, and they trail 28-14. Hanslechek again. Tipped at the line of scrimmage, incomplete. Second down and 10. Womack, the intended receiver, on the play. Stops the clock at 7:22. Solomon, a victory over Lynn tonight, 46-0. How about Donathan West? They take care of Blue Valley. That final score was 54-8. Good start for Donathan West. Here's Hanslechek. hands it off. Flag comes in late. Womack on the carry for a couple of yards here to the near side. And flag thrown in right after the tackle was made. I think they're going to call face mask again. That's the third face mask penalty we've seen against Valley Falls here in the second half. The other two were on the last Wetmore touchdown drive, which at that time got the deficit to 20-16. But, of course, Drinkard getting the two-touchdown lead back. The next possession for Valley Falls on fourth and two with a 27-yard touchdown run. Ball to the 32 after the 15-yard penalty. Now six penalties for Valley Falls, five of which in the second half. Hanslicek on the quarterback keeper left, gets to the line of scrimmage, 35, blasting through to midfield and into Valley Falls territory near the 39. Good pickup on first and 10. Let's see where they mark him out. It looks like they mark him right at midfield for a gain of 8. Now 33 yards rushing in the game for Hanslicek. Second down and 2 right at midfield. He was knocked out of bounds, so the clock is stopped at 7 minutes and 10 seconds to go. 28-14, Valley Falls by two scores. Wetmore on the move at midfield. They'll need some points to keep this one alive. Quarterback keeper, right side, Hanslicek, instantly wrapped up. Drinkard in on the stop. He may have gotten back to the line of scrimmage. That was Solomon Drinkard on the stop, the sophomore. Give him a yard. It looks like no. It's no gain. It's third and 2. So third down and 2 at the 40-yard line, midfield. Clock on the move now at 6:40. 28-14, Valley Falls in front. Two touchdowns for Zach Evans, two touchdowns for Sam Drinkard in the ballgame. Third down and 2, play fake. Here's Womack, first down and more, 35 near the 30. They get him down to the 32-yard line. Tackle made by Dylan Cervantes. So a gain of 8 from Womack. That moves the chains. So a big first down, keeping the drive moving. 6:22 to go. 28-14, Valley Falls. Wetmore needs a touchdown here. Just past 9 o'clock here on the beautiful Friday night in Wetmore. Nice cool breeze. Mid-70s. Here's Womack on first and 10. He's going to lose a yard or two. Nice pursuit and tackle. Hayden Kearney on the stop, the freshman. No gain. They give him back to the line of scrimmage, so it's second down and 10. Clock on the move, 5:20 to go. Second down and 10 at the 32-yard line of Valley Falls. Hanslicek, keeper to the right. He is instantly wrapped up at the line of scrimmage by the big fella, the senior Alex McGuire. Puts a hat in the chest of Hanslicek. No gain, third and 10.
Third and 10 for the Cardinals, no gain.
Now big play coming up. We're under 5 minutes to go in the game, and Wetmore now facing third and 10 from the 32 of Valley Falls, trailing 28-14. Hanslicek under center, Womack in the backfield. He'll drop back 3 steps, floats it towards the sideline, incomplete. Womack, the intended receiver, out of the backfield, and it's fourth and 10. This might be the game. Fourth down and 10 at the 32-yard line. 4:36 to go in the game. Wetmore trailing by 2 touchdowns. 28-14. This drive started on their own 5-yard line. They've worked it into Valley Falls territory, but a lot of time has come off the clock here in the fourth. But they need this one. They need 10. They need it to the 22-yard line. Fourth down and 10. Hanzlicek will keep it himself. Gets by Kraxner, but he doesn't get past Kearney. And down he goes. A gain of 3, and it's not enough. It's a turnover on downs.
Short gain on the play of about 4 yards. And that was a fourth down play. And the Dragons will
take over after the good defensive stop. Just 3 yards from Hanzlicek there when he needed 10. Valley Falls in great shape here, up 28-14 with 4:31 to go in the game, and they get it back at their own 29-yard line.
First and 10 Dragons at their own 29-yard line. 4:31.
Let's see if they can control the clock and wrap this one up. Both teams have all three of their timeouts remaining. Cervantes in the gun, stands at his own 25. Evans in the backfield. He's at a monster game. They give it to him. Left side, wrapped up and thrown down. No gain. Caden Claycamp in on the stop, the freshman. No gain on the play or back to the line of scrimmage. May have lost a half yard there.
Lost a yard on the play, almost back to the 28, second and 11.
So second down and 11, he did lose a yard back to the 28. Clock continues to move now, 4:03 and counting. Valley Falls trying to start the season 1-0 under first-year head coach Wyatt Hofstra. In a good spot here, leading by 2 touchdowns with under 4 minutes to go. And on the road as well. Cervantes, little quarterback keeper. Straight up the guts, near the 35 to the 34-yard line for a gain of 6.
34, gain of 6 on the play. Bring up third and 5.
So third down and 5 from the Valley Falls 34-yard line.
35 to the Dragons at their own 34.
Clock eating away now at 3:20 to go. We had mentioned earlier in the broadcast, Frankfort was up big on Washington County. Valley Falls will, or I should say Wetmore, will have to host Frankfort next week. Valley Falls will have their home opener next week against Lost Springs. Here's Cervantes, hands it off to Evans, right side, back to the line of scrimmage, nice stiff arm, and then a good tackle there by Eric Bloom, a couple of yards across the 35 to the 36-yard line, so a gain of 2 for Evans. It'll bring up fourth down and about a long 3 to go. Long 2, correct that.
Fourth down and long 2 for the Dragons.
So Evans credited with 3 yards there, now up to 128 yards in the ball game. But the clock continues to move. It's hurting Wetmore. More and more it goes. We're down to 2:17 and counting. Fourth down and a long 2 at the 36-yard line of Wetmore. Or I should say, still in Valley Falls territory. Their own 36. First down here can pretty much ice it. We get a whistle and a late flag, and I think it's going to be delay of game. So it's going to be a, yeah, delay of game penalty against Valley Falls. So Valley Falls had just one penalty in the first half. Now they've tallied up 6 penalties here in the second half. Fortunately, it hasn't affected the scoreboard, but something you certainly want to fix up going into week 2. Now it's going to be 4th down and 7 back at the about 32-yard line. Just 2:04 left in the game. 28-14, Valley Falls by 2 touchdowns with the ball, but facing 4th down and 7. Their own 32-yard line. Cervantes in the gun. A first down would more than likely wrap this thing up. Drinkard on the reverse. Now he's going to switch sides of the field. Cervantes out in front. He's going to have the first down. 35-30. There he goes. Are you kidding me? Touchdown, Valley Falls. 49 yards for Sam Drinkard. His third touchdown of the game, and this one is all but over. 34-14 with a minute 52 left to go. My, oh my. We'll go for 2. 3 touchdowns for Sam Drinkard two for Evans. The lead is 20 with a minute 52 to go. Cervantes takes it. He's looking to pass, scrambling away, throws it in the end zone, and it's picked off, so it's no good. And it's a 20-point lead. Valley Falls pulling away. 34-14, a minute 52 to go. We'll take a break and come back in a moment. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KMZA.
Milwaukee Tools have created a new vacuum, and you can see one at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and Hiawatha Farm and Home. It's M18 battery powered, it's compact, it has 50% more sustained suction, and it's designed for job site cleanup with a two-stage debris separator and a full set of accessories. And going on right now, see their Milwaukee sale. Buy a qualifying kit and a qualifying accessory and get $100 off. Your project starts here at Hiawatha Farm and Home and Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
KMZA.
Well, Valley Falls going to start the year 1-0. How about the second half from Sam Drinkard and Zach Evans, the tandem running back duo? 34-14, Valley Falls lead with a minute 52 to go here at Wetmore. Drinkard, three touchdowns on 11 carries and 127 yards. That last drive, he went in from 49 yards out. And his running mate, Zach Evans, no slouch as well. He's got two touchdowns on 15 carries and 128 yards. So it's been all the ground game for Valley Falls, and Wyatt Hofstra, first-year head coach, definitely excited to talk to him next week. This one was close in the first half. It was 14-6 at the break. Wetmore at one point trailed 20-14, and then that's when Zach Evans broke one for 73 yards to the house. And it's been all Valley Falls since. We got a minute 52 left in this one. We'll get you wrapped up with some more score updates during the post-game show. Go through the stats and figures and get you set for week two. The line drive kick, squib kick, it goes out of bounds. So that'll draw the penalty flag. So Wetmore will have good field position here, but they trail by 20 with just a minute 52 to go. Get a nice cool breeze as we're wrapping this one up. It was 80 at kickoff. We've cooled down just a few notches. So I think they're going to back it up and they're going to re-kick as that last kick was out of bounds on the far sideline near the 25. So Cervantes will back up to the 25 to kick off again. And both teams scored on their opening drives of the game. We saw four straight drives after that end in turnover on downs. Late first half touchdown from Drinkard made it 14-6 Valley Falls at the break. Both teams exchanging a turnover on downs and a punt respectively. And mentioned before, the 73-yard touchdown run by Evans made it a two-score game, and it's been all Valley Falls ever since. Here on the kickoff, how about this return? To the 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Eric Bloom, the senior, takes the kickoff to the house, 52 yards, and the lead is 34-20. Well, maybe it's not over yet. Eric Bloom, 52 yards. Still down 14, there is a minute 40 to go. 2 points would get it to within 12. You know, talk about a nice jolt for Wetmore. And then movement left side of the offensive line. That was Weston Shulians will draw the flag, moving just a touch too early, so the point after try will now come from the 8-yard line. 34-20 after the kickoff return touchdown by Eric Bloom. Minute 40 to go. Valley Falls, though, with the lead. Hanslicek under center. Wetmore will host Frankfurt next week. Ball tipped at the line of scrimmage and incomplete. The big hands for Trenton Kraxner, who's been all over the place defensively tonight. A nice jolt for Wetmore, but they still trail by 14. 34-20 our score with a minute 40 to go in the ball game. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. Certainly things have picked up in the second half. Middle of the fourth quarter, great one on the Holton channel. Holton leading Nemaha Central 22-21. That's middle of the fourth quarter. Justin Fluke on the call. He's got a good one there. Two of the better teams in the Big Seven. Mentioned Wetmore next week. They will host Frankfurt, who had a big lead over Washington County earlier tonight. Valley Falls next week will have their home opener against Lost Springs. It's only week one. Got a long way to go. You've got district games starting as early as week three in the eight-man ranks. Week three, Wetmore will be at Lynn. That'll start a stretch of three straight road games for Wetmore. Lynn in week three, Pike Valley week four, Onega week five, before getting back to the friendly confines of home on October 7th against Blue Valley. Valley Falls will have back-to-back home games in weeks two and three, Lost Springs and Chase County, respectively. Here's the kick. Cervantes drops it, picks it up at the 15, angles right towards the 20, gets to the 25, and out of bounds he goes, just shy of the 30. So just a minute 33 to go in the game. Valley Falls with it, leading 34-20. Let's see where they marked him out. Looks like the 25-yard line, so first down and 10. That's where Valley Falls takes over.
First down for the Dragons at their own 25.
Well, it's just a two-touchdown lead, 34-20. Wetmore does have all three of their timeouts. 10
Dragons at their own 25.
It was 34-14 after a big touchdown by Sam Drinkard. But then Eric Bloom, a shot of life into the crowd here for Wetmore with a 62-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. He's got it back to 34-20. Cervantes takes the snap. They stop the play. It's going to be offsides against Wetmore. Just the second penalty of the game for the Cardinals. Not really a time you want that to happen. So now first down and five at the 30-yard line. A minute 32 to go in the game. We'll have plenty of post-game coverage for you here tonight on this one. Also have our Farmers State Bank Player of the Game. Plenty of options to choose from. First and five at the 30 for Valley Falls. Here's Evans. Cutting it to the outside. Has a first down and more. Midfield slips. And then the ball is popped in the air. And it's into the hands of Wetmore. And Wetmore's got it. Weston Shulions. It was popped by Evans. And with a minute 19 to go, Wetmore gets it back down 34-20. Well, okay. So an Evans fumble. And after the return by Shulion, it is first down and 10 for Wetmore at the Valley Falls 35-yard line. Well, can they get a quick one? It's actually at the 36 of Valley Falls. Still a lot of work. Down two scores. 34-20. Wetmore trails, but they have it with a minute 20 to go in Valley Falls territory. Hanslicek rolling to his right. They dump it down incomplete. Womack incomplete. It'll bring up second down and 10. That makes Hanslicek 4 of 9 passing in the game, 34 yards. Clock is stopped at a minute 16. Second down and 10 from the Valley Falls 36-yard line. Wetmore has it, trailing 34-20. They just got it back after a fumble. Zach Evans, who's had a monster game for Valley Falls. Dragons just trying to hold on. Hanslicek takes the snap. Double fake. Pass through the hands and incomplete for Bloom. Incomplete. Now third and 10. 34-20. Valley Falls by 14. Just a minute 12 to go. And Wetmore facing third down and 10 from the Dragons' 36-yard line. Shotgun for Hanslicek. He's got two receivers out here, Womack and Bloom to the right. Looks this way. He's going to fire one down the middle. Oh, it's picked off. Picked off at the 30, 35, 40. Oh, what a big hit. And down to the 20-yard line. There's a penalty flag on the play. That interception was made by Denton Elias. And there was a monster block on the play. Solomon Drinkard put a hat on one of the Wetmore wide receivers. Not sure if that's where the flag was drawn. But this interception is going to be all for naught as the penalty is on Valley Falls. Just a minute three to go in the game. It's been a bizarre last couple of minutes. So negate the interception, another big penalty against Valley Falls. I think it was pass interference. Now eight penalties in the game for Valley Falls. They call it a block in the back. I take that back. So it is a block in the back. So the interception will still count, but it just backs up Valley Falls a little bit. So with a minute and change left, chance for the Dragons to run this clock out. No gain on the play. That's going to be Hayden Kearney, the freshman. Just his third carry tonight. Gains 2 yards. Second down and 8. 40 seconds to go. Might get one more play before this one is wrapped up. Valley Falls going to get the win. Wetmore certainly made it fun and interesting down the stretch, but Drinkard and Evans too much in the second half. Dynamic duo at running back for Valley Falls. Final 20 seconds. Again, this probably will be the final play of the game. Cervantes, little play fake. He's going to keep it himself near a first down. He's going to have it and out of bounds near the Wetmore 35. So first down yardage. They mark him out at the 36-yard line. So a gain of 12 for Cervantes. So again, just 9 seconds to go. Clock is stopped. Cervantes went out of bounds. So this will unlikely be the final play of the game. Valley Falls will start the year 1-0. Big win tonight at Wetmore. Wetmore will drop to 0-1. Wetmore back here next Friday night hosting Frankfurt in TBL action. Valley Falls will have their home opener against Lost Springs. Drinker just trying to keep it. He'll fall. He did lose 4 on the play, but that's the final play of the game, and that will do it. Congratulations, Wyatt Hofstra, first-year head coach for Valley Falls. They start the season with a victory. 34-20, the final. Our postgame show is coming your way next. It's brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Be Outdoors Real Estate. Our postgame show starts next.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Happy Monday, Friday.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Did
Did you know that SBS Insurance can insure everything in your garage? Whether you beat the trails, ride the open road, enjoy the rippling waters, or camp in style, we have the ability to protect the property that you have worked so hard to enjoy. Find out how much you can save by having SBS Insurance Agency quote your boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. We can save you time and money by bundling all of your property with one of our multiple companies. Call SBS Insurance and we will put you on the path to protection.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KMZA.
Final score, week one, eight-man action. Valley Falls on the road at Wetmore, getting the victory 34-20. It was certainly entertaining down the stretch. Our postgame show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Be Outdoors Real Estate. I'm Brandon Tabman, Kirk Hillman back in studios, doing a great job as always, keeping us locked in and on the air as Valley Falls getting the win here tonight at Wetmore, 34-20. Let's go through some numbers in this ball game. These are the unofficial stats, but overall, in terms of yardage, really the second half, the big chunks for Valley Falls. They 39 carries, 291 yards on the ground, 7.5 yards per carry for Valley Falls. Rushing for Wetmore, 46 carries for 134 yards. They average just less than 3 yards per carry. Quarterbacks, again, not much passing in this game, as Miles Hanzlicek for Wetmore just 4 of 11 passing for 34 yards in the game. Eric Bloom had 3 of those catches for 25 yards. And Dylan Cervantes finishing the game 5 for 10, 39 yards. All 5 of those completions to Sam Drinkard, who had a monster game along with his running back partner, Zach Evans. And we'll start with Drinkard, who had 12 carries for 123 yards, 3 touchdowns, one of which from 49 yards out, really to put the game away in the second half. Evans had 15 carries for 128 yards and 2 scores. He blew it open with a 73-yard touchdown scamper in the third quarter, which at that point made it 20-6 Valley Falls, and then Wetmore came back to score, making it 20-14, and that's where Drinkard bursted away for 27 yards, making it 28-14. And that was all she wrote from there. Again, Wetmore making it interesting with a 62-yard kickoff return for a touchdown from Eric Bloom. But again, 34-20 the final. Our player of the game is brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Our player of the game, senior running back Sam Drinkard, 12 carries, 123 yards, 3 touchdowns, 5 receptions, 39 yards as well. Certainly could have made a case for Zach Evans, but Sam Drinkard doing a little bit of everything with the 12 carries, buck 23 and 3 touchs, also 5 catches and 39 yards. So congrats to senior Sam Drinkard, our Farmers State Bank player of the game. Of course, Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit them online at bankwithfarmers.com. We'll take one final timeout and we'll wrap it up right after this.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Now's the perfect time to reseed or overseed your yard. Do you have some bare spots, or does the whole yard need to be reseeded? You can do it yourself with rental equipment at Hine and True Value Farm Supplies. They have grass seeders, aerators, detachers, grass seed, and fertilizers you'll need. It's a great time now to plant grass seed, or for fall, weed control, they have the yard spray and sprayers to rent. Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in Seneca. Behind every project is a True Value.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Final score for our week one game of the week. Valley Falls winning at Wetmore 34-20. Again, our post game has been brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Brandon Tadman, one final time. Kirk Kilman back in studio. 14-point win for Valley Falls as Wyatt Hofstra gets a great start to his coaching tenure for the Dragons. So up next for these two teams, Valley Falls will have their home opener next Friday night against Lost Springs. Wetmore will look to bounce back. They are here again next Friday night. They'll have another home game as they welcome in Frankfurt for some TVL action. So a lot of good stuff from around the area tonight. Don't forget to check in with the high school scoreboard show across the Kansaland airwaves as we'll get you caught up on all the local action from tonight. A lot of good games in the area for sure. But this one was fun tonight. It was good to be on the call with you. Week two, next Friday night, I will be at Nemaha Central as the Thunder will host Valley Falls for our game of the week next Friday night in week two. So catch us a week from tonight, Nemaha Central and Valley Falls. So looking forward to that very much. Again, big thanks to Kirk Kilman back in studio. Can't do it without him. Keeps us on the air. Does a great job doing it real big. So thanks to Kurt. I'm Brandon Tadman. Thanks for listening tonight. Again, final score, Valley Falls 34, Wetmore 20. You've been listening to the High School Game of the Week. It's just getting started on the MSC Sports Radio Network.